na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
Got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Tuning in today, and we'll have some fun and some music and sarah sarah. We'll take care of that. I'd like to take this moment to remind you all three of my books are available on Amazon as well as my music for download. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Our merchandise. Yeah. A plug for me.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
I'm Caruza.
Would you like to go to somewhere that's far? You won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun.
Waiting for you. here.
Come on in.
You mean that she's here the whole time?
I'll have another pituitary teeny, please.
Like to go for a dance or two. You will feel the mojo when you mix some red with some blue. You won't resist that pure amethyst.
Tom Carosa. That went by fast. Sorry for the lull in the time there. Okay, what do we got going on here? Yes, let's see. Let's see. Year of No Garbage by Eve O. Schwab. Saying that right? A true story of the author and her family going a year without creating any single source of plastics and other non-recyclables. Written with humor and offering many great sources. It's a great read and a great gift for the new year and the new you. It's available on booksellers and on Amazon and BN.com. I think that's BarnesandNoble.com. So you want to check that out. I read the book. It was very interesting and informative. And it actually encouraged me, myself, to look into a little more recycling. For instance, you know, when you go to the store and they have those bags that you pull down, plastic bags to put your fruit or whatever in, to bring it to the counter, your loose fruit. Well, those are actually the best size for your bathroom garbage cans or your small garbage cans. So I recycle and use those. Or I use the any plastic bags. I recycle those so that I get twice the use out of them. There you go. That's something, huh? I also save those containers from the Chinese restaurants. Use those to store things in. Yeah, you can do a little bit here and there. It's always good. Right, let's keep it moving. Let's see. Oh, I love Afterbirth Monkey. They're kind of a comedy music team, but they're just brilliant. Afterbirth Monkey, here we go. Cross country.
Life is tough in NYC, though it's our home, sweet home.
When life's a grind, we seem to find the urge to roam.
Let us leave our home aside for opportunity. Let's pack the car and take a ride from sea to shining sea together. Cross country highway pedestrians, you and me, traveling the nation, looking at the landmarks
and falling into tourist traps and leaving lots of bodies on the way.
Yes.
But I thought that you said that we were going on a murder spree, we were going to do something less messy, like, I don't know, like find a bunch of people with heart conditions and make them ride a roller coaster, or just choke somebody until they, like, get lightheaded enough that they, like, pass out and bonk their head on a bathtub.
Look, I don't have the upper body strength to strangle anyone to death just to orgasm.
But I pass out at the sight of blood.
Look, All I know is I packed a bag full of knives and two matching Hello Kitty ponchos for us.
Aww.
Oh, looks so cute.
I know.
All right, but you gotta promise me that if I pass out, that you will catch me.
Absolutely.
And I'll drop the knife.
The body count grows higher every day.
Yay!
Amber waves of grain and purple mountains' majesty.
Chopping up our victims so we can eat them. Nom, 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 nom. Yum, yum,
wait,
yum.
Wait.
Chewy, chewy, chewy humans. Yum, 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 yum. Rachel. I am going to eat your first and third
Rachel!
What?
What?
I thought that whenever you said salty snacks, you meant things like Cheddar Bay biscuits or, Chex Mix.
Well, listen, there's really no caloric value in consuming human flesh. You know, we're doing it for the ritual. You know, you like you see someone and you see the light go out of your eyes and then you consume them and you gain their strength and it's all about giving your strength, you know. It's not the strength. It's not about the salt. It's not the strength.
But I don't know that I'm 100% capable of consuming human flesh.
Shh. Look, all I know is I bought a hot plate that plugs into a cigarette lighter and my own personal copy of To Serve Man.
Oy vey.
We're gonna eat the people that we slay. Yummy!
From shore to shore, there's gore galore.
Eating your face is what we've got in store. On our cross-country highway, murder screams. You and me, dining across the nation.
It'll be the top, the fun will never stop.
Until we both get busted by the cops.
Solo.
Thank you.
Was epic.
I knew you were going to say that.
Listen, I can't go back to jail. Do you know what they do to gay people in jail?
The same thing they do to straight people in jail.
Butt stuff. Oh.
Look, listen, all I know is we are never going to get famous singing comedy music.
Ouch!
Listen, I know. We have a great studio, we're having a really good session, but it's just not enough, you know, diminishing returns. We're not going to be on the radio singing about butts, okay? I just figure that this road trip could be our opportunity to put ourselves on the map.
Literally. Ah, oh, man. I guess I just always thought that we would get famous with, like, a... I don't know, you know, like, we could, like, have, like, a cologne line.
Well, no one's ever going to want to spray themselves with afterbirth anything.
We could get famous with a sex tape.
Ew, no.
Ow.
No offense, but no.
Ooh. Look through the glass. Cross-country trips, they don't come cheap, which you and I both know.
With the price of gas, we're on our ass, cause we don't have the dough.
With an audience like this, that makes us feel sublime. No need to load up for the road. We can slaughter on a dime. Our sound guy. Staycation New York murder spree. You and me, starting with our sound guy. So call your parents and say goodbye. But don't hang up the phone, cause we want them to hear you.
Yeah, afterbirth monkey, if you kill me, I won't be able to mix the album.
Oh.
Okay.
Come out afterbirth monkey, and also check out Tom Carozza, tomcarozza.com. Very good, very funny stuff. All righty, what do we got going on here, Jibok? I'm going to write you your own song. Jibok. Okay. We have Mickey Sunshine hosts Ladies Night Showcase at Comedy in Harlem on Saturday, January 27th. Love Nikki, very funny comedian and writer. Let's see, who does she have on? Cherry Ann Trinidad, Leanne Lord, S-O-F-S-D-O-P-E, Eva Evans, and Nancy Levine. Okay, this will be at 508 East 117th Street, 508 East 117th Street. That's east of Pleasant Avenue. If you just look it up, you know, you got Google Maps. Okay, showtime is 8. Admission is $25 plus a $14 minimum per person. All sales final. Tickets are non-refundable. You got to be 16 and up to go there. Sometimes the comedians might change without notice, but might be a great surprise, right? Okay, comedyinharlem.com. Comedyinharlem.com for more information or to follow them. Or call. Get your pen ready. Here we go. Got a pen? Okay, let's do this. 347-766-3001. One more time. 347-766-3001. This is sponsored by 108 Soul, the popular R&B classic hip-hop platform. Okay. Let's see. Comedy in Harlem, New York City's only black-owned comedy club. Okay, you can take the number 6 there to 116th Street in Manhattan and the M116 crosstown bus or the M15 on First Avenue. So many ways to get there. I tell you what, why don't you go to info@comedyinharlem.com. That's a lot of letters, Jibok, Jibok. Okay, Jibok. Good luck. What do we got for you now? Let's see. Okay. How are we doing for time? We're okay for time. Let me see what we got here. Here we go. Okay. When in doubt, play Nancy.
You like it?
Yeah!
Let me bring out a very loud woman.
How loud?
No mic. Oh, she's real loud. No mic is necessary for the wonderful and talented Nancy Lombardo!
Now he's on this diet. Open it up.
Wait, but boy, can he climb a tree. Working out for him, they've discovered a cure for insomnia. Yes, watch Lincoln.
Thank you.
winding down. Don't forget my books are as well as my music for download. Here's a little right now, and I actually the musician improvised it with me, and we just went a little crazy.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly on letters for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Amazon.com, Nancy Lombardo Books, New York.